sugya in the beginning of Perikei Lo'ivim discusses two different topics. One is Tam Kiker, and one is Hetem et Starf Le'Yisr. And then there's another few topics. Sometimes you do say Hetem et Starf. Hetem et Starf Le'Yisr means, roughly speaking, like this: if I eat a kazayis of ham, I get malchus. What if I eat a ham sandwich, which has less than a kazayis of ham in it, but it has a lot of bread? So the bread with the ham together have a kazayis, but it's only a chatzi zayis of ham. So do you say heter et starf le'yisr or not? So the different opinions in the Tanoim, does it apply? Do you say it in Kol HaTorah Kula? Do you only say it in one or two or three places? So that's a discussion in the Gemara. Then there's a machlokes HaTanoim, a big machlokes, and other mesichtos, and a little bit mentioned here about isurim et starf from zem zeh. Let's say a person has a half a kazayis of chazer, and a half a kazayis of basa b'cholim. They have nothing to do with each other. Chazer is chazer. They say that Isurim et Starfim Yachad. So the Gemara, right before the Mishnah, Mem Hem and Aleph, draws a contrast between Hetem et Starf Le'Yisr and Isurim et Starfim Zem Zed. The last three lines. So the Gemara says, even if you hold that you sometimes apply, or that you always apply Hetem et Starf Le'Yisr, that's only if you're eating the Hetem the Yisr bevasachas. But Isurim et Starfim Zem Zed, that's a bigger, that's worse, that's Yisr v'Yisr. So there, it makes sense to say Yisr v'Yisr is even b'zeach hazeh. What does it mean b'zeach hazeh? Toch k'dei achilas pras. If a person eats a kazayis of chazer, he has half a kazayis now, and he waits a minute, and he has half a kazayis later. So if it's toch k'dei achilas pras, it's mitztarif to malchus, it's mitztarif to matzah and maror. You have to eat the whole kazayis toch k'dei achilas pras. So that din of toch k'dei achilas pras, that only applies by matzah, by maror, by chazer. Or if you hold these surim mitzvah from zem zez, even bezeach hazeh toch k'dei achilas pras. But if you hold from the din sometimes or all the time hetem mitzvah from le'yisr, that's only bevasachas. What exactly does it mean bevasachas? So there's a big machlekes over here, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi writes on mem dalet on the base, imamaskol mipasa miyayin chayev. The Gemara is quoting the Tanya, Rabbi Akiva. He says the nozer shesharet pita biyayin. Nozis dipped a piece of challah, a piece of bread, into wine, and he doesn't have a kazayis of wine absorbed into the... let's assume that the shear is kazayis. That's a big topic that deserves another discussion. What's the shear? How much wine do you have to drink? And maybe it's a difference whether it's in a cup or it's absorbed in a piece of challah. And what's the shear tziruf? Is the shear kazayis or is the shear revis? And is the shear toch k'dei achilas pras or is it toch k'dei shtias revis? That's another major topic, but I'm not going to talk about that now. So the Rashi writes over here, if you hold hetem et starf le'yisr, so that you don't have a full shear, you don't have a full kazayis of wine, you have a little bit of wine and you have a little bit of challah, but together you have a kazayis. So one tan is of the opinion, the hetem et starf le'yisr. So Rashi writes b'feirish, he didn't soak the whole piece of bread in wine. Part of the bread is not, doesn't have any wine absorbed at all. And the Tana still says hetem et starf le'yisr. The bread that doesn't have any wine absorbed is mitzarf to be mashlim the shir kazayis. The Tosfos on the previous daf on Mem Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom quotes this in the name of Rashi. Rashi writes it over there also. If you look in the Tosfos Kiman Kireb Lezer on the fourth word line, the Tosfos writes where Rashi pireish. Tosfos points out the Rashi has an Amem Gimel on the base, and the Rashi repeats an Amem Dalet on the base. Rashi writes beferish that hetem et starf le'yisr, whenever it does apply, is even if the yisr is not absorbed into the hetem. I'm eating a ham sandwich. The ham is l'chud and the bread is l'chud, and you still say hetem et starf le'yisr. And Tosfos is not happy with Rashi because shalit pirusha tuva. Tosfos doesn't like it, it's against the Gemara, so Tosfos comes to the conclusion it's not correct. The only time you say hetem et starf le'yisr is if the yisr is balua in the hetem. If that part of the challah that doesn't have any wine absorbed, no tan is going to say that hetem et starf le'yisr. The only time there's going to be a discussion whether hetem et starf le'yisr if the wine is absorbed in this part of the challah. So Tosfos learns pshat in the Gemara, right before Mem Hamad Aleph, right before the Mishnah, when the Gemara says that the hetem et starf le'yisr is only bevasachas. So they don't learn bevasachas means he's swallowing it simultaneously as opposed to toch k'dei achilas pras. No, it's more than that. Bevasachas means that the isr is balua into the heter. It goes together. But even if you're eating it bevasachas, but if the isr is not balua into the heter, so that's not called basachas either. That's not mitzvah. Rashi does not learn like that. Rashi learns basachas means Biblia Achas, as opposed to Tarka de Achilas Pras. But if you have Biblia Achas, then the Heta with the Yisa will be Mitzarev. If you subscribe to that sheet, the Heta Mitzarev with Yisa will be Mitzarev, even though the Yisa was not Balua in the Heta. There is a famous Machlekes, the Rabbi Natam and Rabbi Chaim Cohen, who's a Talmud of Rabbi Natam. They sometimes disagree with each other. Talmudim sometimes disagree with their Rebbes on more than one issue. The Rabbi Chaim Cohen often disagrees with the Rabbi Natam. So the Rosh in Perigid Anoshe in Simul Lamed Aleph, there's a long Rosh there, so the second half of the Rosh, he quotes the Rabbi Natam's opinion is, we'll get to it soon, Rashi holds that Tam Ki Iker is Lav Deraisa. Tam Ki Iker, just the Pirush HaMilas, means if you have a pot of vegetable soup and a little bit of Chazah Shmaltz fell in, the Chazah Shmaltz that fell in is much less than 50%. It's all mixed in, all stirred in together, much less than 50%. So you really should have applied the principle of Bikul Beroif. But when you drink the vegetable soup, you can taste the flavor of the Chazah Shmaltz. So that's a Machlekes Satanayim, whether that's called Tam Ki Iker. If the Issa gave an Asinas Tam, despite the fact that it should have been bottled Beroiv, so do we say that it's still Osir? Is that Minat Torah? Tam Ki Iker is Minat Torah? But they say no, the whole din of Tam Ki Iker is only the Rabban. So the Halacha L'maaseh, the bottom line is a Machlekes Rashi and Rabbi Natam. Rashi passed, Muslims show how Rashi got it from our sugya. Rashi Paskins Halacha L'maaseh said the Tam Ki Iker is Lav Derais, and the Rabbi Natam disagrees. He Paskins that Tam Ki Iker is Derais. The Rosh writes L'may Nafkemina Halacha L'maaseh, we observe Dinim Derabbanan also. The Tam Ki Iker, you're not allowed to drink the vegetable soup, whether it's Derais or Derabbanan. Nafkemina, where you're going to get Malkas. No, you don't get Malkas underneath the Derabbanan. No one's giving any Malkas, Bizman is it. Nobody has. You have to have a Bezna of Smuchim to give Malkas. No one's giving any Malkas. The Rosh says no. Nafkmina that we pass can sofik deraisa luchum and sofik derabana lukul. So let's say somebody poured some flavoring into the vegetable soup, and we're not sure whether they poured in trefa chazah shmaltz or kosher imitation chazah shmaltz. They poured something in, and when you taste the vegetable soup, it clearly tastes like this shmaltzy flavor, but we don't know whether it's a tam is or a tam heter. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that Tam Ki Iker is a din deraisa, so sofik deraisa lechumra. According to Rashi, the worst is going to be is only going to be Tam Ki Iker derabbanan, so sofik derabbanan lekul. So in Shulchan Aruch we pask in the beginning of Siman Tzadik Ches, this is the first sif. Mechaber paskins that Tam Ki Iker is deraisa like the Rabbi Natam, and if you have a sofik, whether you're dealing with the case of Tam Ki Iker or not, so we pask in sofik deraisa lechumra. That's the quotation from that Rosh in Perigid Anosha, in the seventh Perig in Chulin, the end of Siman Lamed Aleph. So the Rosh quotes Machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Then he quotes within. If one assumes, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that Tam Ki Iker is a din deraisa, there's a further Machlekes whether you get Malkus or not. Okay. So the Tosfos in Chulin on Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph quotes Rabbi Yosef Mi'orlans. We'll soon explain what motivated him to say this. Rabbi Yosef Mi'orlans comes up with a chiddush Tam Ki Iker, that you're not allowed to drink a bowl of soup that has chazah shmaltz in it as an isa deraisa, but you don't get malkus. If you would eat the chazah shmaltz itself, then you get malkus. But Tam Ki Iker, the isa is really bottled beroiv, since the chazah shmaltz less than 50%. The isa is really bottled beroiv, and this is a separate yalfusa from a pasuk that it's only an isa rasei. Okay, there's a long balamor by us, has a fancy balamor with a rivet on the bottom of the balamor, has a fancy discussion about this svara. Maybe sometimes Tam Ki Iker is Malkus, sometimes not Malkus. Okay. So on the assumption that Rabbi Natam doesn't hold like that, Rabbi Mi'orlans. Rabbi Yosef Mi'orlans disagreed with Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam holds that if Tam Ki Iker is deraisa, there is Malkus. So now there's a further debate between the Rabbi Natam and Rabbi Chaim Cohen, his Talmud, how much of the vegetable soup do you have to drink in order to get Malkus. So the Rabbi Natam says if you drink a kazayas of the vegetable soup, or a revias, a shayla, what the shear is, so let's say if you eat a kazayis of the vegetable soup, you will get malkus, even though you have not swallowed a kazayis of chazah shmaltz. There's very little chazah shmaltz in the kazayis of the soup. But you've eaten a kazayis of food that has a tam of chazah shmaltz in it. The Rabbi Chaim Cohen says that's ridiculous. That's called hetam mitzarf le'iser. How does he say? We don't pass in hetam mitzarf le'iser. That the kosher vegetable soup is mitztaref with the tray for chazah shmaltz to be mashlim the shear of kazayis. We don't accept that. That's a one opinion, Rabbi Akiva, here, there, different place. We don't paskin have to mitztaref this. Rabbi Natam says no. If you have the chazah shmaltz permeated through and through, it gave flavor to the whole vegetable soup. That's a din of Tam Ki Iker. And if you eat a kazayis of the tarubis, you get malkus. And that's not an issue of hetem mitzdarf liyisa. When is the rishal of hetem mitzdarf liyisa? Like my grandfather said, like Rashi said, when the yisir is not boloi in the hetem, when it's separate, but you're eating it bevasachas. So that's a machlokes a hetem mitzdarf liyisa. The Tosis by us on the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis, who disagrees with Rashi, and Tosis says that the only time you can begin to discuss the topic of a heter mitzvah for the Isir is if the Isir is balua throughout the whole heter. So they can't hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. If they hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, that's Tam Kiker. So you look on Kazayis Menataruv. So that's just the mechanics of what's going on over here. That's the mechanics of what's going on. There is a famous Mordechai. It became famous because the Morgan Avram quotes it in Shulchan Aruch. On the last page in the Mordechai, the very last page in the Mordechai, Masechet Pesachim, so he quotes a kasha from the Balei HaTosfos. Hillel used to eat on page 76 on the first column. So the Mordechai has the following kasha. Hillel kacha yoyse, Hillel ha-yikorach Pesach matzah mor, ve'ochel biyachad l'kayim ha-shenem ha-matzah semron yachlu. So that's the girsa that we have. Ha-yoyachel Pesach matzah mor. The Rambam's girsa is that they always ate korban Pesach separately, and Hillel alone was korach together, matzah mor, two things together. So the Achrayim point out that there's Yerushalmi of all places in Challah, Yerushalmi in Challah, where it says Beferish, not like the Rambam. Usually the Rambam is the one who's up on Yerushalmi more so than the Balei HaTosfos. So here they point out that Yerushalmi says Beferish, that Bizmana Mishnah, Bizmana Abayis, he used to eat three things together, Pesach, Matzah, Mar. The way it's printed here, it says that he used to eat Kazayis Matzah, Kazayis Mar, Kazayis Charoises. That's very strange. So that's why they have the Hagos HaRamah in the brackets. We usually assume these are Hagos HaRamah. Instead of Kazayis Charoises, it should stay Kazayis Pesach. Okay, so that's what we usually assume. So the Mordechai is assuming, like the regular Shita, that Hillel used to eat Pesach Matzah Mor, all three together, not like the Rambam, that you always eat the Korban Pesach separately. The Rambam also writes that not only do you dip the maror into charoises, you have to dip the matzah into charoises also. You have to dip the karpas into charoises. The only thing you don't dip into charoises, you got to dip everything into charoises except for the korban pesach. Korban pesach, you don't dip into anything. Eat the korban pesach alone. And then the Rambam says, and even if you hold like Hillel, that you have to eat everything together just goes on the matzah and the maror. The korban pesach, you eat separately, you don't dip into any charoises. That's how the Rambam writes. So the Mordechai writes the regular sheet and not like the Rambam, that Hillel was eating all three together, Pesach, Matzah, Mor. So he assumes that a Kazayis, there's a question in Shulchan Aruch, a question in Rishonim, based on Gemaris and Erevin, what's the ratio between a Kazayis and a Kebetza? Is a Kazayis, the volume of an olive, is a Shlish Beitza or Chatzi Beitza? So he's working on the assumption that a Kazayis is a Chatzi Beitza. So if Hillel is going to eat three kazeisim together, it's going to be a beitza or machza. So frekta akasha, the din is that in order for oichlem tameim to transmit the tumah to something else, to mashkim, you have to have oichel kebeitza. If the oichel that's tameh is less than a kebeitza, it's mekabel tumah less than a kebeitza, but it cannot transmit the tumah to something else unless it has a kebeitza. What kind of a din is that? It's mekabel tumah less than a kebeitza, but it doesn't transmit it. So that's also a famous machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi's opinion is bekama mekaymis b'shas, that that's a din d'araisa, that oichel less than a kebeitza, even a mashke who size is mekabel tumah in a Torah, but in order to transmit the tumah from the oichel to a mashke to go on further, to go down a madrega further, to transmit tumah you have to have a kebeitza. And here Tosfos quotes memdala raman aleph, the Tosfos divra maschel mokam agoy. This is a famous Tosfos. It appears in a few mesichtas. At the end of the Tosfos, the last six, seven lines, he said, "Nir l'rik pirush Rabbeinu Tam." Rabbeinu Tam holds that oichel mekabel tuma, even less than a kebeitz, it's only midirabbonim. In our Torah, it's the same. You need because oichel asher yochel mekol mashkeh sheishas mekol kli yitma. Oichel asher yochel. The Gemara says, "How much oichel can you swallow bevasachas? You can't take a whole steak and swallow it bevasachas. Cheerios, you can swallow bevasachas." Tiny particles. What's the largest size of a particle of food that's solid, that's not mashed up, that you can swallow by vasacha? So the Gemara says the kibetze. So that's how they established this din, that oichel kibetze, the sheer kibetze plays a role in tumah. So Tosfos Shita, Tosfos Dari, the Rabbeinu Tam hold, is both for Kabbalah's tumah satsmo min ha-Torah, less than a kibetze is not mekabel tumah either. Because it says in the Chumash, kol oichel asher yochel mekol mashkeh sheishas yitma. It's only mekabel tumah if it's oichel asher yochel. If If it's not asher yochel bevasachas, if it's less than a kibetza, it's just like it doesn't transmit the tumah to others, not mekabel tumah either. And Rashi understands otherwise. Rashi says that this miut that you learn from the pasuk, that less than a kibetza is not metamei acherim, that's only for tumah sachem, but tumah satzman has menatur. Okay. Machlekes Rashi in the Bali Atosis. So the Mordechai is bothered with this kasha. How is it physically possible for Hillel to eat Pesach matzah mor kazayis? If a kazayis is a chatzi beitzo, so he's eating a beitzo machzo bevasachas, that's physically impossible. The Gemara has the drosha, mikoloi chaloshe yochel, the beis habli is only machzik kebeitzo. That's two kazayis. How can you swallow three kazayis bevasachas? So he gives a teretz. So the Mordechai gives a teretz. That rule that we assume that it's physically, practically impossible to swallow more than a kibetza bevasachas, that's only if the food is solid. A solid chunk of meat or a solid piece of potato, you're going to choke. But if you chewed up the pesach matzamar, he chews it up in his mouth till it's tiny particles, and then he shoves it down his throat bevasachas. So since everything is all mashed up already, it's like a flour. It's like meatballs. It's tiny little particles. So since it's all granulated, it's chewed up, so you can swallow even a beitz amachta b'masach. That's the teretz that the Mordechai gives. And the Morgan Avraham in Hilchus Pesach, Simen Tofayin Hesiv Kotendal, quotes from the Ramo on the bottom of the tour, who quotes from the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen, the Gefrek Takashe. Where did the Mordechai get this idea from, that Hillel is swallowing all three kizesim b'masachas? Because it says, kacha yotze Hillel, kach petz mar v'echol b'yachad. Biyachad means terkede achilas pras. What's the problem? He'll swallow matzah, he'll chew, he has a couple of minutes. Swallow the matzah, swallow the morah, swallow the korban pesach. Who says that he's swallowing everything b'machsachas? So the Trumas Hadeshen says, you see from this Mordechai that he's telling us a chiddush, that halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, that if you eat food terkede achilas pras, it's mitztarev, let's say for a mitzvah. To get malchus, you're going to get malchus. If he eats a full kazayis of chazir, of he's going to get malchus. They're not going to give him more malchus if he swallows it b'basachas. Say malchus. But when you're talking about mitzvah, so you're talking about lachatchilim b'diyevit. So a mitzvah b'shleim lusa zokta would be to swallow the matzah b'bliya achas. Not to chew a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. And you should swallow everything tachkede achilas pras. The mitzvah b'shleim lusa is to swallow everything mamish literally b'bliya achas. The second best would be to swallow terkede achilas pras. So that's what the Mordechai was assuming. Hillel was a tzaddik. Misami, he wants to do the mitzvah b'shlei musa to swallow everything b'vasachas mamish. So that's what he asked the kasha. How is that physically possible? Three kizesim is a beitza or machza. Beitza machza. The beis abliya is not machza yosim ikibetza. So how is it physically possible to swallow a beitza machza? So that's the teretz that he gave. He chews it up first. If you chew it up, so it's very soft, very tiny particles, so then you can shove it down your throat b'vasach. So the Magen Avraham quotes this Trumas Hadeshen. You see from this Mordechai that it's a mitzvah b'shlei musa to shove everything down your throat b'vasachas. Let's say we don't. What do we eat? We eat the matzah and the morah together by the koirach. But let's say when you eat morah. So usually people, you nibble a little bit, you swallow, you take some water, you swallow, you nibble a little more, swallow. So that's b'di'evit. But the mitzvah b'shlei musa really is to swallow the full kazayis b'vasachas. So they quote in the Chiddush Rav Chaim in Piyashmua that he thought that it wasn't the hechrich. He doesn't think he can prove from the Mordechai that there's such a din l'chatchil. He said, by malchus, let's say, the guy's going to get the same malchus, but he swallows the kazayis b'basa b'chol of terkede achilas pras, he swallows it b'bliachas, doesn't make a difference. They thought by the mitzvah also, why should it be a mitzvah b'shlei musa to swallow b'bli achas? It's the same thing, whether b'bli achas or tokde achilas pras. Mordechai is talking about eating three different things together, pesach, matzah, moror. So there you don't have a halacha l'moshe misinai, that there's a tziruf of tokde achilas pras. Just like our Gemara writes on them, Hamid Aleph. The Gemara says, even according to the Tana who thinks that sometimes, or in many cases, all cases, there is a din. There's a concept of hetem, it's star for the Issa, but the Gemara says that's only bevasachas, not terkede achilos pras. Because one is Issa, one is hetem. The din of terkede achilos pras was only formulated, halacha l'moshe misinai, if terkede achilos pras was only formulated, if the person is eating matzah and matzah, terkede achilos pras, eating chazer and chazer, He's eating maror and maror, but he's eating pesach, matzah, and maror. What's going to be mitzarf them tukda achilas pas? It's only mitzarf the same thing. So that's where the Mordechai saw a problem. Mordechai holds you have to swallow the basachas there. Negel linyan heinu, we eat kairach, we eat matzah and maror together. So that taka you should swallow bibliachas. They see from the Mordechai, you should swallow maybe. See, the Trumas Adeshin was machriach from the Mordechai that lachatchila mitzvah bishleimusa. Abchaim is saying this for not lachatchila. It's even b'diavad also a mokum to say that it's simply not mitzdarf. Pesach matzah mora by us matzah mora are not mitzdarf. Period. Even b'diavad not mitzdarf tochad achilas pras. But matzah matzah, it's even good lachatchila. Why should you say that lachatchila should have bibliachas? But matzah mora, or in the days of Hillel we had pesach matzah mora. So Abchaim says a svara, just like it says here that isa v'heter are not mitzdarfim b'zeach hazeh. It's only b'vasachas mamish. The halacha l'moshe m'sina of tzir of tochad achilas pras was only nemar. If you bring mitzarf the same thing together to itself, matzah and matzah, or chazah with chazah, but not if you try to bring mitzarf pesach matzah more together, not. The sugya gets involved in the topic of tam kik, where there's the raisa, the rabbanon, and what the mocker is, where it's learned that from chumash. So part of what it says in the gemara is on mem gimel amad aleph. The gemara quotes a raisa. There's a machlekes hatanoim, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion that on taruvas chomens there's a lav, but there's no kores. V'chachamim amrim alei ruva b'loklum. There's not even a lav. There isn't even a lav. If you eat chomens dog and goma, there's lav and kores. Everybody agrees to that. And taruvas chomens, Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion that there's a lav without kores. The Chachamim say, "Alei ruvoi v'loi klum." There isn't any malchus at all. So the shaila how we paskin. So the pashtus is we paskin like the Chachamim. The Balamor thinks we should paskin like Rabbi Lezer. A long, long, complicated Balamor with the Raivin, with the Ramban. So Rashi at the end of the sugya, the last Rashi wakes up. A mem heyamad aleph right before the Mishnah. There's a long Rashi there for Rabbi Akiva. So towards the end of that Rashi, before the lines get wide, the last three narrow lines, Verabon and the Pligia laid the Rav Lezer b'kuta chabavli. The Gemara quoted on them Gimel and Medalef. There was a machlekes Rav Lezer and a Chacham whether taruv is chometz, whether there's an isa deraisa or not, whether you get malchus or not. So Rav Lezer holds that there's a lav, but there's no chorus, and the Chachamim say there isn't even a lav. How can there not be a lav? What happened to the din of Tam Kikar? So Rashi says, the Chachamim hold that Tam Kikar is lav deraisa. Sure. In the Mele, Rashi doesn't finish off the sentence here, but in Chulin, Rashi finishes off. In the Mele, we pass him like the Chachamim de Rav Lezer. So in the Mele, the din is that Tam Kikar is lav deraisa. Shaila is, but the Rabbeinu Tam Paskin's not so. And Rashi has other diukim all over Shas to show that Tam Kikar is lav deraisa. But this is one of the main sources. Machlek Rav Lezer na Chachamim. So we're not going to paskin like Rav Lezer, we're going to paskin like the Chachamim. The Chacham obviously hold the Tam Kikar lav deraisa. That's the last line that Rashi writes over there. So how can you get around this? So the Baal HaMor has a fantastic imagination. He always has something original. So the Baal HaMor says there are two kinds of Tam Kikar. If you look, the Prima Godim has a long psiche in the beginning of Aruch Haim. First he has a psiche to the whole Torah Shabbal Peh. He calls it a psiche kolelis l'Aruch Haim. It's not a psiche to Aruch Haim. It's an introduction to the whole Torah Shabbal Peh. It's kedai to read. And then he has a psiche to Hilchas Kriyashman, to Hilchas Brachas, and to Hilchas Shabbos, each one separately. Then he has a long psiche to Hilchas Pesach. He goes through all the shittas on Tam Kikar. So he does a lot of work over here. So he quotes this Baal HaMor. Among the various opinions, he quotes this Baal HaMor. So the Baal HaMor comes up with this fantastic story. In the food industry, people who work in kashrus, they know this. They sometimes mix together different flavors. This flavor tastes like whatever, cherry. And this flavor tastes like oranges. And when you mix it together, it tastes like bananas. Doesn't taste like cherry, doesn't taste like oranges. Maifas tastes like bananas. Like you have two different chemicals. This chemical is green and this chemical is white. You mix it together, it turns orange. How did it turn orange? That's the way it works. So flavors are also like that. So the Baal HaMor comes up with a whopper of a chiddush. He says that tam ki ikar de raisa is only if the chazashmaltz was mixed into the vegetable soup, and when you eat your vegetable soup, you can taste the chazashmaltz. But if you mixed in some chazashmaltz into the vegetable soup and it had so many different flavors in it, that you don't taste the chaza shmalz, but it tastes different. It doesn't taste like it tasted before. It tastes different, and it's obvious that the chaza shmalz did its job. It had an effect. It was nice and tam, but the tam blended in with the other tam that's there, and it gives a tam chadash, a third tam. So he said, that's not called tam kika derais. Yeah, this is a fascinating einfall. This is not the accepted opinion in Yeridei. We assume in Yeridei that tam kika deraisa, and if you have a suffix on tam kika, suffix deraisa lechumra, and we the assumption they don't make such a distinction. We assume that even if the two time we're going to blend in to make a third tam, that's also called tam kika deraisa. The Ravid makes fun. The Ravid learned Bechavrusa with the Balamor. So the Ravid has a sub. He's making fun. Why does he off his mind? The Balamor is saying over here, the Gemara says you mix together one third barley grain and one third oil and one third something else. And he says, and it's not going to taste like barley. One third in the mixture is barley. How can it not taste like barley if it's one third? So the Balamor fudges a little bit on that. He says, not always one third. Sometimes it's one sixth and the other flavors outweigh it. He realizes himself is not so good enough. So that's one way to dray out of it. That the Rav Lezer and the Chachamim are not, they're talking about a taruvus of chometz, a tam, but it's not an asinus tam that you can apply tam kika. Tam kika is only if it still has the original flavor. But if the two flavors blended in to make a tam chadash, a third flavor, that's called taruvus chometz, that's not called tam kika. That's not accepted though. So if we don't accept Rashi holds a tam kika lav derais. That's the solution. We pass on tam kika lav derais, so the whole sugya is fine. And if you don't accept the balamor, a difference between a tam chodesh and the old tam, so what do we do with the Gemara? How come the Gemara says over here, we're assuming the din is like the chachamim de Rav Lezer, alei ruva beloy klum, there's no malchus. How come there's no malchus? Why don't you say tam kika? So if you would have accepted the opinion of Rav Yosef Mi'orlans that the Tais is quoted in Chulan on Daf Tzadik Des, it would have been Miyushev de Kasha. Rav Yosef Mi'orlans claims that tam kika is the rice is only an iser esei. So here, Rav Lezer holds on taruvus chametz there's a lav. He holds a drasha from a pasuk that you give malchus on it. The chachamim say alei ruva beloy klum. Doesn't mean beloy klum is muta lagam. It means there's no malchus. There's an iser derais, an iser esei of tam kika, but there wouldn't be any malchus. Yeah, so if you would accept the view of Rav Yosef Mi'orlans, the sugi would be nicha, but the Rabbi Tam sent him a letter and he gave him over the head. Rabbi Tam said that he's wrong, that there is malchus on Tam Kiker. So what do you do with the Gemara? So that's a big problem. So that's what all the Rishonim work on. What do you do with this Gemara? The Gemara, in the middle of the long discussion, Gemara is talking Diyadarshan Kol, Diyadarshan Kikol, Diyadarshan Vikol. Okay. Lidish Atar and Dreshetan, which S? Yidarshan S. Okay. So in the middle of the whole discussion, the Gemara Fartarai, the Gemara flies in over here on the bottom of Mem Gimel and Beis, the last 10 lines, from a din of Sora Dvash, from outer space, from an office. That the din is that when you bring Korbanos on the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to be Makar Vam Nevzbech, Kichol, Sora V'chol Dvash. Sora means if something turned into Chometz, so you're not allowed to be Makar Vam Nevzbech. And the Gemara there, Menachas, Nunches, has discussions which dinim from Pesach, Chometz of Pesach, are carried over to Menachas. Let's say on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara alluded to Machlokes Rav Meir Rav Yehuda. When is it called Seor? Seor is not the same as Seor. Seor means something that really turned into Chometz, but the dough was sitting so long and you didn't bake it, so the microorganisms just keep on reproducing, splitting. They ate up all of the dough. There's no dough left. It's just microorganisms. And it tastes awful. So that's called Seor. Chometz is you have the cookies, it tastes delicious. And Seor is the raw dough that you never baked, and they kept on splitting, so it tastes awful. So that's the din of Seor. Seor is a different thing. Seor means the Tchilas Hachimot process began, and then you baked it and it didn't have the Gmar Hachimot. So that's a Machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir. So Machlekes, a double Machlekes. One Machlekes, when is it called Tchilas Hachimot process? And another Machlekes, that's a Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. So what Reb Meir holds is in Issa Derais, Reb Yehuda holds is Het Gomer. Reb Yehuda holds is not even, you didn't even begin the Chimetz process. The Chsif Upanov, according to Reb Yehuda, is not even Tchilas Achimetz, and Reb Meir holds that it's Tchilas Achimetz process. and what Reb Yehuda holds is Tchilas Achimetz Siduk, so Reb Meir holds that that's Chomets Dog and Gomer, that Yechayv Koris on Reb. So Reb Meir Shita, then the Gemara says in Menachas, there's another, second Machlek Zameir Reb Yehuda. Rameh's opinion is that Seor is an Issa Deraisa, so you get Malkus if you eat it on Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda holds the whole story of Seir is only a Chumra Midirabban. There's no Malkus. Okay. So that's the din of Seir. That's one thing. But this is talking about Seor. It says, Ki Chosor v'chal Dvash lo isaktiru, that Chometz, in Seor you're not allowed to be Makrev on the Mizbech, and Dvash you're not allowed to be Makrev. Not allowed to be Makrev on the Mizbech. Rashi writes on Chomesh Dvash is pre, v'chomesik is pre. Not allowed to be Makrev on the Mizbech. So the Braisa has two drushes. Ki kol sar v'chol dvash. Says ki kol. So the Tana is working on the assumption you darshan ki and you darshan kol. So you marbe miktsasa minayin tam lama kol, iruva minayin tam lama ki kol. So it happens that the Rambam paskins like this Braisa. The Rambam quotes this din. And he writes, it's like a tongue twister when you look in the Rambam in Perikeni, Surim Mizbech, Halacha Aleph and Beis. So if you don't look in the Keren Ora and the Brisker of Amarachas, so you don't know how to read the Rambam straight. But after you look there, it's a very simple. In the Mikdash David, they all say the same shot. But after you look, so it's very simple. The Rambam says, in order to violate this love of Haktorah, the rule is in Haktorah Pchusim Mikazais. You have to be mocked there. Something on the Mizbech that should be a Kazais. But you don't need, in order to get Malkus, you don't require that the whole Kazais should be Dvash, the whole Kazais should be Sor. If you have a normal Korban and you mix in a little bit of Sor or a little bit of Dvash, even though it's only a Mashu, so that's called a Korban Shiesh Besor Dvash. That's what the Gemara calls Hetem et Starf Lisa. It's not really Hetem et Starf Lisa. You don't have a full Kazais of the Sor Dvash. You just have a speck, a tiny bit of Sor Dvash, but you have the whole Kazais as the Korban. So that's what the Gemara calls that hetem and star felisa means for the shame haktorah. Ain haktorah pchusim mikazais, but the chelak shabo, the chelak hasarad vashabo, can be way less than a kazais. So the Rambam seems to have understood that this is there's a lav of, if a person is makriv sorad vash, that's one part of the lav, then there's another part of the lav, if a person is makriv a korban, sheyesh basorad vash. A korban sheyesh basorad vash, a korban kosher. But a korban sheyesh besorah dvash, that's also loike. So the korban is ein aktor pchusim kazais. Sorah dvash abo can be way less than a kazais. So it's interesting. The Minchas Chinuch writes a suffix that we say in pit makteris in dosim bo dvash psola. If he mix in a little dvash, he pasol the whole kteris. And he's not sure what does that mean. That would have been marvelous. We really should have mixed in a little dvash. People would faint from pleasure from smelling the Torah, but you're not allowed to do it, so we don't do it. So how do you translate the words psola? He's not sure. Does it mean you mixed in a little dvash? You're not allowed to be makrivit on the mizbech, but it doesn't really mean psola. If you're makrivit on the mizbech, he did an avera, and you're yotzei the mitzvah. We'll discuss the Minchas Chinuch says we'll discuss the topic of mitzvah bo avera, and he says you'll probably come to the conclusion that it's not a mitzvah bo avera. There's so many limitations. Mitzvah bo avera probably won't be. He says. Probably won't be a mitzvah baba there. Or should you say no? Das madash psola that imamish passels the korban. He thinks that that doesn't make any sense. Das madash psola passels it. Where is there such a din? A korban sheyesh besor advash that it should be passel. Where do you get that? So in the yeshivas they say that that's exactly the machlekes. The Rambam and the Gaonim in Hilchas Shabbos and Perek Chof Tes Halacha Yudalid. The Gemara in Bava Basra says that you can only use for Kiddush such wine which is Royal Nasach Agabi HaMizbech. So the Gemara pilpas, what is the case? Grape juice you can't use on Nasach Agabi HaMizbech, but it's Mutal HaTchila to use it. So it's doesn't correspond. Grape juice you're not allowed to use for Nisach HaYayin, and it's good LaTchila for Kiddush. So the Tosis says the Gemara came to the Maskana, it's only if the wine started to spoil. Then you can't use it for Kiddush. But if it's yayin mubushal or other things that are not really nasach agam yizbech, then you're allowed to use for kiddush. The Rambam quotes from the Gaonim that yayin mubushal is no good because he takes the Gemara literally. Yayin that's possible nasach agam yizbech, you're not allowed to use it for kiddush. What if you mixed in a speck of sugar? So that's a machlekes is the Rambam and the Gaonim. So he personally holds that it's no good. Yayin she'ir but sorad vash is no good because the Rambam lishitosa, the way he seems to say in Perikei and Isurim yizbech halacha aleph and beis. There's a new din, korban sheyesh besor advash is pasul. There's an issa to be makrav, not because of the sor advash abo. Korban sheyesh besor advash is also la haktira agabi hamizbech. So he holds that yayin sheyesh besor advash, that yayin is pasul and nasach agabi hamizbech. So the whole yayin is no good for kiddush. Because the ayin is doga, not just that if you'll be menasach haragabe mizbech, you'll be over on the lab because of the sorad vash. Yain sheyesh b'sorad vash is possible nasach. The goyim hold like the minchas chinam. The goyim hold that yain mevushal, the yain is possible lenasach. So that's no good for kiddush. But yain sheyesh b'sorad vash, you can't be menasach it because you'll be in violation of the lab of sorad vash. But it's not that there's a din a korban sheyesh b'sorad vash is also the hakrav a korban. The goyim disagree with the Rambam. But the Rambam is very clear. He's Lishitasa in Hilchas Yisur Mizbeach. He writes the same as he wrote in Hilchas Shabbos.
That one, the Morcha is kasha.
Morcha is kasha.
You're saying the pshat that it's a lechatchila is shver because he was asking how can he?
Because that means the kasha means the kasha Morcha is asking.
No, when he asked the kasha, he didn't think it was plot possible. He just thought the Gemara doesn't make any sense. It's a steer to the other Gemara. It says all you can fit is a beisa.
Shkaya, thank you.
It's only a steer if you assume that you have to do it for vasecha. That was the transgression's kasha. Why is he to have to do brasacha? And the answer, he assumed that you had to do brasachas because that's the mitzvah lechatchila. Yeah. That's not a good reason to assume brasachas.
You're saying that the answer that says he was doing it.
His kasha was why is the Morcha asked the kasha? Why is the Mordechai assuming that it's done v'asachas? It's only a steer if you assume that it's done v'asachas.
I have to think about it. I'm not sure I know what you're saying. The question is, why do you assume that he'll eat them all v'asachas when you just eat them with the chel's pras? The answer is because
the Mordechai was v'asachas.
Okay.
So that's not a reason for the Mordechai to ask the kasha.
Yeah, the mitzvah chatzin is v'asachas.
How could there be a chatzin on the other? It's not possible.
I want to congratulate you guys.